Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Yeah, welcome back at 6:44. District heating is where local homes and businesses get their heating from a single building in the area, which itself gets that energy mostly from renewable sources such as heat pumps or solar. Ireland has the lowest amount of renewably sourced heat in all of Europe. The Scandinavians are streets ahead of us. Copenhagen, for example, has 3,000 kilometres of pipework for district heating, while Dublin has 2. But fear not, only 2 weeks ago, the very first district heating scheme was announced in Ireland. And it's good news for my next guest who specialises it, having lived in Denmark for many years. He's David Connolly. He's the chief executive of heatgrid.ie. And he is the Newstalk Green Business Person of the Month with Repac. Congratulations, David.
Thanks very much. Delighted to have the award.
Remind us what district heating is.
Yeah, absolutely. So I suppose the first thing to say is, much to many people's surprise, in Ireland, district heating is really common across Europe. There's about 70 million people in Europe that have it. But unusually, we have almost none. As you said in the introduction, we only have 2 kilometres of pipework.
They don't have much in the UK either.
Not much in the UK either. So it's just in this part of Europe, it hasn't been a technology that has been used very much, but it is hugely established for the last 100 years.
And it's a larger version of the heating system within your own home.
That's exactly it. So it's like, instead of having fuel come to your home, so let's just take an urban area, which is predominantly where district heating is located, because mm-hmm. it's a network of pipes similar to a network of natural gas pipes. In Ireland today, most of our heating in cities is gas delivered to your house, and then in a person's house, they will have their own boiler to produce the hot water they need for their radiators or their showers. Mm. So that gas comes into a boiler, the boiler produces the water at 70, 80 degrees, and then the 70 or 80 degree water goes around the house to the radiators and so on. But just imagine that on a...
And the cold water goes back.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. That's it. So, you know, if you think of it in the same way that we produce electricity in Ireland today, we don't produce electricity individually in every single home. We have a centralised power station to produce the electricity that then delivers it to our home, mm-hmm. and we just get electricity as we use it. District heating is the heating version of that. You have a centralised plant where the heat is produced at 80 degrees. So now in the streets, instead of having a gas pipe, you have a hot water pipe with 80 degree hot water.
I presume it's under the streets, right?
Exactly, yeah. Under the streets.
You don't have very hot pipes.
No, that's it, exactly. Under the roads and streets coming along. And so in the same way that you turn on a switch to get electricity, once you turn on your tap, hot water flows and you pay for the usage. Mm-hmm. So whatever usage you have every month, you pay for that.
And is it cheaper? In other words, do the Danes get cheaper electricity than we do?
So heat, it's heat, and I suppose this is where you have the double-edged answer. So Denmark started on this journey back in the 60s, primarily driven by energy security. Mm. So about in the 60s, people may remember the oil crisis. Mm. Denmark had oil for nearly all of its heating. Oil crisis comes, absolutely huge shocks in terms of prices because of the geopolitical issues at the time. Mm-hmm. Real concerns locally about the even rationing of fuel. I'm sure many Irish people might remember there was
queuing for petrol
back in the day. Mm. And in Denmark, that was never to happen again. They couldn't see a world where they had to be exposed to those kind of price shocks, those kinds of uncertainties about supply.
And that kind of dependency.
And so they looked at, I'm sure people are very familiar with windmills, wind turbines for electricity side, but in the heat side, the solution that has predominantly been put in place over the last 30 or 40 years is district heating. And the reason for district heating being their key solution for heating urban areas is you can predominantly use local waste heat or local renewable energy to heat your homes. So
whether that's biogas or solar or whatever.
Heat pumps, bioenergy and so on. And this is the amazing thing, that after 30, 40 years of rolling this infrastructure out, while all of us were on the end of extreme price hikes in the gas crisis of 2022 and 2023, mm-hmm. heat prices in Denmark remained perfectly flat.
Oh, dear. So we're only starting now.
We're only
starting.
The journey
which the Danes started 50 years ago.
Exactly. But the big thing here is they've proven how to do it. Mm. So we have a template that says, if you want high shares of renewable energy in your heating system, if you want price stability for over the long term, district heating is proving it can do it.
And what are we doing and what are you doing?
So what we do is there's 3 key parts to a district heating system. It's you want to find somewhere that you can produce the energy centrally. Mm. Then you have to find how are you going to bring the heat from that central point to your customers.
And who picks that central point?
So it all depends on the particular area that we're
local
in.
Local authority, probably.
Or us, as Heathgrid, we would look for where is a suitable area that we could put an energy centre. So where is a suitable place that we, as Heathgrid, could build a heat pump centrally? Mm-hmm. So instead of building a heat pump in every individual house, we just build it centrally. We identify an ideal location for that. And then we connect customers with pipes to that central location.
But that does involve digging up the roads a bit.
It does, yeah, it does. But again, you would typically only dig something in the region of 50 to 100 metres at a time. So you kind of move along as you develop the pipework.
And what is the Danish for NIMBYism?
Yeah, so well, you'd hope that you can demonstrate to people that next time there's price escalations and price hikes that the solution they now have on their back door is something that can avoid those things to try and help justify the inconvenience that will come. Because look, ultimately, this is all about us. Like in Ireland, it's very much dominated often as we're trying to decarbonize. And that's absolutely a core objective of district heating. Mm-hmm. But another absolutely core objective is energy security and price stability. And if you again go back to, yes, the Danes often get credited with extremely high shares of renewable energy in their heating system. Mm. But the driver of what drove that initially was energy security.
Over-dependence.
And over-dependence and price stability.
I'll tell you a little anecdote. I spoke to a data centre near Dublin Airport and it told me it had offered to send all its excess heat, and they produce a lot of excess heat, for free to the neighbouring Blanchardstown, the neighbouring suburbs. But the local authorities haven't built the infrastructures, that all this heat is literally being thrown away.
So it's a frightening statistic, but and one that I'm sure anyone listening here will just have to digest in their mind a little bit as you think it through. But Ireland, is more heat has been wasted and thrown away than we need to heat every building in the country. So the jigsaw that we're trying to piece together is, can we find these heat sources that are being wasted? Can we find people that need heat, which we know there's many? And can we just connect them with the pipework in the middle? And that's what the core of Heathgrid is, to find these solutions. And one of the perks about being late to the game is there's huge opportunities to do this in Ireland. And as you said, with the recent announcement of the first grant scheme by Minister O'Brien, that's a huge step and start to get things moving in Ireland.
David, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Delighted
to be
with you. That's David Connolly, the boss of heatgrid.ie and the Repac Green Business Person of the Month. Back in a moment.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.